Fine.
All right, so here we are, Worldwide Live, through BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS, and I welcome all those who join us here through BBS Radio Online. We have the phone lines open. It is 6 o'clock. Wynn is not here yet. So
how do you know? How do you know? Do you stop trying to make people think I'm flaky?
No, I'm going to tell you something, Wynn. You didn't dial in as a moderator.
Okay. So he's not really here.
Wynn is flaky. What can I say? He got me. Stop. Oh, you're right. I'll call you back, okay? Don't go late.
Star 6.
All right. Well, here we have to join in. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. But only if you... Good evening. We welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Nancy in Michigan here.
Good evening, Nancy. Glad you're here. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much. Hope all everybody's well.
I believe so. Welcome back, Wynn.
Is that better?
That's, yes.
There you go.
Fuller.
I was calling Ariel. Is Ariel here?
I have no. I don't think so.
Okay. I was calling her. Because she always calls me at the last minute to say, Wynn, what is... Hi, this is Wynn. Would you say your name and your position?
Hi, this is Terry.
Oh, hi, Terry. I'm glad you decided to show up. You're more of a prima donna than me.
Oh.
That's because you're later.
According to the panel, Terry, he's there 30 seconds before you, so.
Hello, Terry. Glad you're here. How are you?
Hi. Thank you.
All right. And we had another caller come in then before we do it and the next exercise. We welcome you. And if you want to, please say your name and location.
Yeah, hey, Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hi.
Hi, Robin.
Hey,
Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hey, Robin.
Yeah.
Robin, do you have anything mean and nasty? Do you have anything mean and nasty to tell us?
No.
All right, that was good. That was a start.
Okay.
All right.
All right, no, then the next assignment is off, and we are live on BBS Radio. I believe that we have einer deutsche Freund over here, oder nicht?
Ja, das ist mich.
Okay. German visitor, good evening, Edna.
Good evening, thank you.
Lashena Fräulein returns.
Dankeschön.
Hello, Edna.
Hello.
Now, for those not in the know, what is Lashena?
Lashena Fräulein is a beautiful woman, right?
And a nice woman.
A beautiful lady, yeah.
Lashena doesn't mean nice.
What is it?
It means good looking.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And of course, you guys don't know it, but Pies is a spitting image of Tom Cruise. That's why he never puts his picture anywhere, because he doesn't think, you know, his voice is irresistible. And if he puts his picture up, he'll be really in big trouble.
I win, that sounds stupid.
Who is that?
I win.
Is that Michael?
Yes, did you get my email?
Well, I'm sorry. I wasn't going to tell everybody you look like Tom Cruise, too. Okay?
I don't put my picture either on those sites.
You only put your picture on Plenty of Fish, right?
No, I don't put my picture. I just, if somebody's interested, then I send them my picture.
Which picture do you use? And we probably have a lot of new listeners tonight, and just want to let everybody know you think you came to a spiritual site, but we're really a dating site in disguise, okay? Actually, it would probably be better to be a dating site and then say, oh, you really came to a spiritual site, okay?
How about an anger management site?
Anger management site. Well, that too.
The email for questions and message a day is still active, right, for you?
Did somebody send a message in?
I did. I sent in two emails. I'm not certain if you them.
Well, it's not really active, but I got your emails because they were at the top of the list. You know?
Right.
I mean, it's active. It's working. The problem is, you know, just anyone who's listening on the Internet, when you want to send the question in...
Let's mute the line. One second.
Okay.
Right, it's muted.
You know what? I think I will... Let's start the recording.
This conference is being recorded.
This is January 8th, 2014, Wynn and Terry in Arizona, Heisen, Megalia, Marilyn in Michigan. Where is everybody? We can see you. You come in on our console, you know. We have Susan in Ohio. Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
It's Susan in Ohio. Susan, who does transcripts.
Yeah, hold on. Let's ask Susan.
Well, I don't want to put her on the spot.
You did already. Hi, Susan.
I didn't.
Delaware, Wynn.
Delaware. Okay, well, I can't keep it all in mind, okay? And,
okay.
I have to tell you, we had a serious question about penile implants today, but we're not going to ask it. We're going to keep the person anonymous. And I thought the question was so good, it should be our headline question for next week. Because everyone will listen, right? If anyone says yes, that's the person. So don't say yes. All right. But, all right. Terry's not ready. I'm not ready. You guys are all ready. And we're going to get going. Thank you all for being here. Oh, I know what I was going to say before I started the recording. I wanted to start the recording because I wanted everyone who's listening on the Internet, everyone who's listening, you know, that we do send an email out every week before these calls, but it was a subscription-only email, so there's about 600 people that get it. And I have to put it out again, and I will, so that those of you that would like to get alerts for the calls, to know what the calls are about, if you subscribe to that list, you'll get the emails. And if you want to ask a question, there's only one right way to do it, and that is send it to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Sometimes people send it to me, they reply to the email. And it's not that I'm being mean and avoiding your question. It's that I am really busy. And the only way for me to do this, so it's not a big administrative job, is just before the call, I do a search. And I do questions@intelligent-infinity. And then all the people that sent messages in come up, and no one else. And that's the easy way for me to not have, you know, any more administration than I already have, okay? In case you guys haven't noticed, neither Terry and I are very good at Terry's better than me at administration. And, you know, when you see things happening, and it all looks like it's running smooth, that's part of the illusion, okay? You don't see us running around like crazy behind the scenes. By the time we show up, we're relaxed. Terry's funny. I'm funny. Heise is always together because he doesn't have any administration other than to show up. But administration is answering emails. Believe me, I do try to answer emails, and even I fail on that sometimes. But administration is I'm getting on radio shows and handling that. Todd is coming forward in Illinois, and he's volunteered to help with some of the administration. And, of course, we are running a business, which is, oh, there's Ariel, just on time. Terry, talk for a moment. I'll give Ariel the phone number. I know.
All right, Terry, you have anything to share?
Well, we don't. We missed a cold wave over here in Sedona. It's been about up to 54 in the day and 31 at night. But it's been sunny, which has been good. So, let's see. Today is Wednesday, and
there we go.
It's for question and answer call. Go ahead, Lynn.
I'm back. I got rid of Ariel. She'll be here soon. And I called her three times before the call to give her the number. And you know, she does try. She writes it all down, and then her van or her trip, you know, she gets caught in an icy ice storm. She can't drive up the hill, and where it's written down is in her car. So, in any case, we are going to start now. It is 7:12, and tonight is the call where people send in questions. And let me see if we have any last-minute questions that I'm going to accept here. Is that it? Second. There we go. All right, Suzanne, I'll try to fit in your question. We got it. Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realm of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And just before we have our sources come in through Terry, why don't we do that? Very short, putting our hands out like we do on Sunday and feeling the energy connection with each other while we're on this call right now. Feel that connection. And you can let that energy run through your body, help clear the negative blockages you're feeling, release them. And our first question
is from Nancy in Michigan, okay? And let me just check our sources present. Would they like to do a greeting before we ask a question?
This is Ra'an, and we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We make connection with each and every person who wishes connection made with. We do not come through the radio. We do not come through the computer. We come directly to your space for those that wish us there. And we are available to answer your questions. What are your questions?
Nancy's question is, could she get some help in clearing the negative energies that are holding her back from being able to contribute back to her community with the skills she has to share? In other words, can she get help? I know she sent me an email. She was, you know, she's artistic. She's done creative things, I believe, and she's had jobs. And right now, she feels like she's at an impasse. And what would you suggest for her to get through this impasse?
Thank you. When you look at the skills that you have to offer, and then look at areas within your community that would mesh with those skills, that would appreciate those skills, that would be able to take advantage of your skills, where you would fit in, where you could apply, where you could contribute. The next step would be to find how to connect with those areas within your community. There could be creatively something that you would set up, that you would offer, that you, in talking with other people who had similar skills, who had similar things that they were actually doing in the community, that you could talk to them and find out if they needed assistance, if they needed a sidekick, if they needed an area of help where you could lend your hand, and in doing it, you could learn more about what was available in your community. You, in looking at the internet, can find areas of things going on, meetups, and then get acquainted with people who needed something, who were contributing something. One of the things to beware of is to not get jealousy going, in that you would come on and take their contact, and they may have something that they need you to do, but it would not allow you to flourish and to work as you would wish. There is, within your skills, what you can offer. You can have cards made up, and you can go to different stores that offer art and see what they have to offer and how your skill could fit in to that. Essentially, it is an area of finding out what is actually going on in your community that you can contribute to. There is an area where you, with your own spark of creativity, have something to offer that none of the others have to offer, and to find how that can be filtered into your community. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, a thought occurred to me while they were answering. I wanted to add something. And that is, oftentimes, when people have done something successfully and they got acknowledgement for it, and then they're stuck doing it, one of the things that gets in their way is pride, because they don't want anyone to see that they're not succeeding. And so they hide out so no one sees, and they don't present what's going on to other people because they're afraid people will judge them. And I think if you can get over this, you know, there's always a way to talk to someone in a way that gets them on your side. But it's hard to get them on your side when pride is in the way, because pride doesn't want them to see your weakness. And you have to let people, not everybody, but you have to, you know, some people will use your weakness and use it against you. But on the other hand, if you pick the right people, hi, I am, my name is such and such, and, you know, I've worked in this field, I've been really successful, and I kind of got into a little bit of slump. And I was hoping you would take a look at some of my resume and some of my talents, and maybe you might consider letting me do something. I'm really anxious to get back in the field. I'll work part-time, I'll work cheap, because I want to get going again. And if you say something like that, you give a person the chance to tap into their compassion. And if they tap into their compassion, they're not going to judge you. They're going to say, this person is real. Yeah, what can I do for this person? And it may not happen the first time, but you keep doing it, and before you know it, you'll hit. That's what I just wanted to add to that. And that works for a lot of things. A lot of things, it's because when people are going through stuff where it's difficult, or they don't look good, or they think they should be more successful, they get standing in front of them, and they won't go through it because their pride wants to keep having appearances, so to speak. And that way, it blocks the energy, okay? Todd in Illinois, I'm going to answer this. It'll be a really fast question. He says, what's the meaning of crop circles? And Todd, most crop circles, according to our information, are created by the Ra group. We had a whole session on that. If you go into the Spirit Channel and do up crop circles, you'll find more than one conference call where we address crop circles. And it's not ETs, as some people think, unless you want to call the Ra group ETs. And they make them all energetically. Apparently, they can do it. And they don't need any technical equipment. And many of the crop circles are geometric designs that relate to sacred geometry and also different esoteric things which help a human prove that there's intelligence behind the crop circles. So that's also that one. Even in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, there was a crop circle with the symbol of the Ra group on the back of the book. Okay. Next question. From Mary Jones. I've never had headaches, and have been getting them frequently lately. Is this related to our earth changes? Also, I felt not based in reality, in a way like waking up from a dream. Could this also be related to earth changes? And my comment is, there are a lot of people that are on the internet that are talking about these kind of things, and they're calling them ascension symptoms. But let me ask the question to our sources. Are Mary's headaches related to earth changes? And is there something she can do about it, or does she have to ride with it? Thank you.
Where is she located?
Dallas, Texas.
Thank you. Sometimes individuals get headaches before earthquakes, and it is related to changes, subtle changes in pressure. Let us take a look farther at the area where you are located. There are some changes in the area to the east of Texas where they have then changes in pressures, adjustments, and pressures going on. We look at your particular headache and suggest that you observe, is it always in the same place? We suggest that there are other causes of headaches besides earth changes. One of them is a buildup of toxicity within the system, wherein the toxic materials are filling up the liver and the body is attempting to clear the toxins from the system. We suggest that the headaches are more systemic than those of earth changes, and suggest a cleansing of toxic metals from your system. Toxic metals have been weighed in from chemtrails in the sky, and they have other substances besides aluminum and strontium in them. And so we suggest that you clean the system, and you may wish to consult an alternative doctor also to see if there are alternative methods that can help you clear the body. We suggest also that if there are areas of the teeth that are needing looking at a repair, that you go to a very good alternative dentist and check out toxic material that may be in the area of your teeth. If you are using cell phone, be sure to get protection from the cell phone to your head. Any of these areas can be checked out further to clear your body of toxins that may be settling and moving through your head area. Also, any blows to the head in the past can create a lack of flow of energy within your head and can then subsequently cause headaches. So the clearing of any scar tissue in the area can be helpful. If you wish further information on the particulars of that, you can call and email for further information. Thank you.
Thank you. Just another question on this topic here. There are a number of people that are saying people are having weird symptoms because of the energy shift. In fact, some of them are counseling people. They're preparing people. They're telling them it's normal. It's like it's actually positive thing. It indicates they're working with the higher frequencies. Of course, headaches is one of them, and what's the word? I forget the word. Plenty of energies in the body are another. And is there, if not for Mary, is this true for a significant amount of other people that are having physical symptoms because of this?
As we have mentioned earlier, the fault lines can generate pressures that are subtle and can be picked up by the body and experienced as headaches. When an individual is experiencing such a headache, they can check USGS and find if there was any earthquakes in the area. There have been recent earthquakes in California, small magnitude. These can trigger headaches in the people before the earthquake. And some people who receive this then experience relief after the earthquake has passed and their headaches cease. So observation of the headache. Headaches can be from many different causes. Headaches can be generated from a past life trauma that then is being triggered in this lifetime. Headaches can be triggered from toxins in the air that are settling into the food and are being ingested by the person or breathed in by the person. And then the body is trying to clear those toxins. Headaches can be gotten from ingesting water that is impure, and the toxins from the water are then building in the body. Headaches can be from the misuse of cell phones, burning tissue in the brain. Headaches can be from many causes. So individual people are having headaches should pay close attention to what the trigger was, what happened just before. Do they have any implants of teeth in their mouth? Do they have root canal? Root canals can create toxicity around them that can then generate headaches. So fine-tuning observation to see what triggered the headache. Is it a withdrawal from coffee, which sometimes can create a headache or cause a headache? It is an individual thing, and one cannot lay it all down to one cause.
Thank you. Next question, also for Mary Jones. I'm just going to rewrite her question slightly because I want to make it more general. A lot of people are talking about Comet Ison and that it means something. Some people are saying it's connected to biblical prophecies and it's some kind of blue star, and that's what Comet Ison is. Some people are saying there's extraterrestrials on it. They're coming to Earth. Some people are saying it's a sign of something. Can you tell us what the real scoop is on Comet Ison? Thank you.
Thank you. There is an unnatural element that has been brought up concerning Comet Ison, in that some photographs have more than one object traveling together. The shutdown of the government was at a time when Comet Ison was passing Mars and would have been interacting with the field of Mars. They shut down the photographs, the visions of NASA that would be following the passing of Ison past Mars. There is some conjecture that there were objects in Ison that were unnatural. We do not see that Ison is a problem. We see that there is confused data linking different phenomena and tagging it all on Ison. We see that Ison has lost some of its vitality in the passage by the sun. And we do not feel that it is a problem and it will continue to weaken and pass on out of range.
Thank you. And I've had quite a few emails on that. So thank you for clarifying that. And from Hives, now I don't normally do this, okay? So don't start sending these kinds of things in for Wednesday. But one of our oldest members of our group, and who is going through a hip replacement procedure, Hives just sent an email so asking her for protection and successful hip operation and wanted to get your attention on it. And any information which might benefit her would be appreciated.
Who is the person going for the hip replacement?
Francis in Concord.
Oh, yes.
And it's tomorrow.
Thank you. We place love light on the circumstances. We place love light on Francis. And with the doctors, and with the new totally material, the new material of the hypocrisy itself. And that it will go smoothly and will help aid the problem. Thank you.
Thank you. And, you know, the normal day for that is Sunday. The normal day for like, doing personal healing with us is to get on our healing list, which is inthelight.intelligent-infinity.com. In the light, one word. And fill it out. And next question from Suzanne in Columbus, Ohio. Assuming that our third density realm is one emphasizing the third chakra, not a tower, we value those things that represent power, like money, fame, etc. Is it true, then, that the fourth density realm values the fourth chakra, that is the heart? How would that manifest itself? And what love would love be what is valued instead of power?
Thank you. Quartz one has the harmonious control of all of the chakras and the integration of one chakra with another. They can then operate freely in the third density, and this also will help them in the fourth density. We do not see that there is overpowering of the third chakra, that it is a good idea to overpower the third chakra in the third density and to overpower the fourth chakra in the fourth density. We see that while in the third density, to learn the harmonious connection with all the chakras, because they all work together, will help person in their travels through the third density. If you look at the colors that are generated by the spinning of the chakras, you will see that foundation chakra shines reddish, and the power chakra shines yellowish, and in between is the sexual chakra, and it is a combination of the two colors of the chakras on either side, a blending. And if you take a look at the power chakra, which shines with a yellow shine, and the blue chakra of the throat, that blended together, the yellow and the blue, will make the green of the heart chakra. So it is not just one chakra expressing as means of expressing through the person is living. There is a blending of the chakras, and all of the chakras can work together to create the best expression of life, the best living of a life in the third density. When one expresses power without the tempering of the other chakras around it, then they can run into trouble. In the living of the life in the third density, the power expression of power is important, but it is supported by the foundation chakra and by the sexual chakra and tempered by the heart chakra. And it works together with the chakra, the throat chakra, the expression chakra. So when one gets into the fourth dimension, a lot of the aspects, the heavy chemical aspects of the body, the physical body, are no longer there, and it becomes easier to express the love, and there is a more fluidity in the fourth density, where a person can then move into the heart chakra more easily. We hope that it has put some light on it.
Thank you. Next question. Well, I'm just going to quickly answer your questions, your question here, rather than I'll turn it over. The question is, if one is vigilant, can you go directly from third density to 10th density? In 10th density, what would be referred to as home? Or is there a higher density? Is 10th density returning to being a star? What density is a star? Would love to know the answers, Marilyn. Now, Marilyn, it's the kind of question that makes you think that you can control this whole process. And for most people, I don't believe, and I don't know if it's true for anyone, you'd have to be a super master to control it. I'm not sure anyone is at that place. It's kind of like you can't sit here and say, well, when I die, I want to go to fifth density. You can't be vigilant and do that. The key to this is living the law of one, living with compassion, learning the frequencies you can access. You know, we access different frequencies on these calls. I have a feeling that accessing those frequencies are in the very dimension densities we're talking about. And if you learn to access them, then you probably would have a choice that when you leave this realm to move into a domain where those frequencies are prevalent. And, you know, if you're going to go somewhere, you have to establish that frequency connection while you're alive this lifetime. That will determine where you go when you're not here. And do you return being a star? I don't know. Now, I'll make all those comments, and now I'm going to turn it over to our sources. And, you know, perhaps they'll say I don't have it correct, and they can correct me. But let's see what their comment is on that. Thank you.
Thank you. When you are in the third density, you are expressing the frequencies and in harmony with frequencies in the third density. When you are in the fourth density, you are in harmony with frequencies of the fourth density. When you are in the third density, you have the physical body, and the physical body is in, you are in sync with the physical body. You are acting with the physical body, and the physical body is expressing the frequencies of the third density. So were you to check out the 10th density, you would need to learn to separate yourself out from your body, learn what is your body, and to move from your body and to leave behind you the elements of the different densities. very thin. It is very fast. It is very flowing. It is very loving. It is our home, the Elohim's home. So an aspect of you can sense it. When you tune into our frequency, you can sense the love and the feeling, the sense of the tenth density. It is a matter of focusing. And what you leave out of your focus and what you focus in on. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. You know, a lot of times people think they want to go somewhere. And on the other hand, they want to be of service down here. Now, I don't know if you guys realize this. Do you realize how rare it is to be down here and connected to the Elohim and for having them talking to us? You realize if there wasn't someone down here holding this space, they couldn't be doing what they're doing from their space, and that you can hold a very high frequency in your body. You still have to have your body frequencies, but learn to hold the higher frequencies. And there's a huge service in that. Rather, you know, sometimes people think going to the higher densities is like this big reward and this big payoff. But, you know, if you haven't finished all your stuff down here, that the rod loop hangs out in a middle density, because if they didn't do that, there'd be no one to contribute to the lower densities on the earth. So, you know, we're in where we're at, and there's a reason for it. And it's not about ambition to get to the highest place, because the highest place may not be the place where you can have the highest service, even if you could get there. That's my thoughts on this. But I think we got time for one more question here. And let me see what we're going to do. Okay. All right, hurry up and ask your question. Okay, here is Dan Herman, all right? Carlos Castaneda, in his book, The Second Ring of Fire, on page 138, if you're interested, writes that we are pieces of the sun. From the source's comment on this statement, as well as the role of sun and sunlight and light play in human beings. Thank you.
Thank you. The sun is important in the role played with the human beings in that it triggers certain aspects, activates certain aspects of the body. It triggers the skin to make vitamin D. It triggers the eyes to focus, and it takes in from the sun, it takes in stimuli that trigger the brain. The human body is indeed consisting of star matter, pieces of star matter that have come from the condensation of matter as it circled the sun. Gravity is very important for the exercise of the muscle. The body has been developed to operate on the Earth's sphere. And the son is, has an important role in the growing of the food, of the manufacture of chlorophyll, of which then the body utilizes that. And it works together in the metabolism of the body for the nutrients to be utilized. The sun is very important. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, those who have studied the idea of logos, sub-logos, and raw material would know that energy steps down from the center of the universe to all the energies that are from there to here. For example, you know, just as we do in our calling in the light, the energy goes through the galaxies, and it goes through the solar system. And each part of everything is aware. Each part is intelligent. Each part has consciousness. And the energy flows from the greater parts to the lesser part, like through prisms. And the sun is one of those prisms. The energy comes into our solar system, and the sun is the main energy in the solar system. And I think the way it works is the energy from the sun goes to the earth and to the people on the earth. And that's why Akhenaten was worshiping the sun god. That's why the sun is sometimes a god form, or considered a god form of sorts, because the energy filters through the sun. Okay, on that note, we're going to bring this session to an end. We're coming to the end of our time on VBS. I thank you all for being here. Thank Terry, our volunteers, everyone who's helping us, and the people that are waiting in the wings, like Colleen. Hi, Colleen. We're not forgetting you. And we'll see you Sunday with our planetary meditation. Thank you all for being here. And I'll unlock everybody. Unmute everybody, and we hear you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Terry.
Good night,
everyone.
Night,
everyone.
Night,
Marilyn.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
There's somebody that's outside of the time loop, right?
Yeah.
And I want to wish all you fathers Happy Father's Day.
Okay. That was good.
If I see you, good evening.
Happy Valentine's. Happy Valentine's.
Thank you, Michael. And Dwayne got a word in edgewise before I star six them. Thank you, Dwayne.
You're welcome.
And we are getting to know each other's voices. You realize that? You know,
no.
Anybody does? We're all becoming celebrities on our little call.
No, here we
Your
go.
Your conference recording has stopped.
And on that note, I'm going to say good night. We'll see you next
night.
Good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Goodbye.